Knowing how to hail a cab can be an essential part of traversing Manhattan, and it may be going out of style. On Friday, Uber Technologies released its e-hail app. Instead of standing on street corners whistling or waving, those who are looking for an available cab can now use their smartphones. The app will also help cabbies find fares. This had New York One anchor Pat Kiernan and traffic reporter Jamie Shupak wondering whether this latest innovation means the end of an iconic part of New York City street life. Pat and Jamie join me now. Hi, guys. Welcome to WNYC.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Pat, what are these cab hailing traditions that you were talking about with Jamie this morning that you think will go the way of, I don't know, I was going to say carriage horses, but carriage horses are alive and well in Central Park.
Well, I'm not convinced they'll go away because I don't think the yellow cabs can be tamed. But there are all these traditions about where you stand, how you raise your hand, and then, you know, if you can't find a cab, where do you go to get ahead of the other people who might be standing on your corner? So there's a lot of cab hailing tactics that would be rendered useless if this e-hail thing really caught on.
Jamie, what makes hailing a cab such an important part of living in New York, in your estimation?
Oh, well, it's part of a New Yorker's everyday routine. Even if you don't take a cab to go to work in the morning, most people take a cab at some point during the day to go meet someone for dinner after or to go to an event. And you have to know how to do it. You have to know the proper etiquette.
What is the proper etiquette? What's your, like, top etiquette rules for hailing a cab?
Well, I think what a big problem, at least that I heard on Twitter this morning, that people are having with the e-hail app is that there's going to be a lot of upstreaming, which is basically if you see someone waiting on a corner for a cab, you walk opposite of the traffic to try and get a cab ahead of them. And so they think that if you hail a cab using this app, that's going to create an even bigger issue with quote-unquote upstreaming.
What about you, Pat? You're having a... upstreaming.
Upstreaming, no. One of the most popular places for upstreaming is at Penn Station, where all of the tourists will be standing at the taxi line and all the New Yorkers are walking south on 8th Avenue so that they can beat them to the available cabs. I mean, this is an essential skill for New Yorkers, not necessarily an ethical skill, but these are the things that you develop over time.
It's well known that non-whites have a harder time getting cabs. Do you think this e-hail app will change that?
I think it works in two ways on that. If the e-hail is successful, you know, obviously a cab is being dispatched to the location not knowing the ethnicity of the person who's hailing the cab. The flip side of it, though, is that the driver can say, oh, the reason I drove by you is because I'm already responding to an e-hail. Whether or not that's actually true remains to be seen, but now drivers have an excuse as to why, even though the light says they are on duty and available, they're not stopping for somebody.
I heard a lot of people say this morning that they were worried about cabs going by them to go pick up a customer who had hailed them through the app. But my response to that was basically what you just said, is that a lot of cabs blow by people anyway for a number of reasons, so I don't know that this is going to make it that much worse.
And aren't the cabs, if they're going to go pick up an e-hail, they would turn their availability light off? So at least when they blow by you, you know that they already have a fare.
I don't believe that many yellow cab drivers are going to want to drive past six potential fares to pick up one of these e-hails. I mean, maybe this works better at night or in less dense areas, but in Midtown, why would a cab driver go for an e-hail when there's one person in every corner looking for a cab?
Jamie, what difference would that make with the e-hail app?
Well, I think a lot of it is to be determined. I think we're going to see how efficient it is, and we'll see how not only the customers react, but also how the drivers react.
Pat Kiernan is the morning anchor of New York One. His sidekick is traffic reporter Jamie Shupak. Pat and Jamie, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.